كل سنة وانتم طيبين، دايما العذراء مفرحاكم، بعيد عليكم الايام بالبركة وبالفرح وبالسلام. وزي ما اتفقنا امبارح اللي كانوا حاضرين معانا ان احنا بنصلي وبنصوم ونتواجد في الكنيسة عشان ننمو روحيا، عشان نفرح بربنا، عشان نقترب من الله ولا نتغرب عن الله. فرق بين نقترب ونغترب حرف، مش كده؟ This is a bit Arabic will translated in English, but الاقتراب من الله, getting closer to God, الاغتراب عن الله, being stranger with God or being far from God. Today, actually, I want to start with a story. It's a real story, by the way. A teacher came back home and her husband found her checking the notes of her students after dinner. And she was checking the homework and what she asked the students to do. And her husband found her crying. Said, "Why in tears?" She said to him, "Read this comment. I asked today my students in my class, I want you to write a letter to God. You may have heard it before, but it's a different letter. I want you to write a letter to God. Everyone may put in words whatever he wants. Write a letter to God. And I want you to read this letter from one of my students. Dear God, why didn't you make me a newspaper? Why a girl? I want to be a newspaper because my dad loves his newspaper more than me. Whenever I may interrupt and say, 'Hello, Daddy, I love you,' go to your mom, I'm reading my newspaper. Dear God, make me okay, if not a newspaper, make me a TV. I want to be a TV set. Because I found my mother loving her television more than me. I want to be a television. She may sit with me more and spend time with me more. If not a TV, make me an iPad, because I love my brother. And whenever I enter his room, go away. Not in my room. I'm playing my games on my iPad. Why am I not an iPad? So my brother may love me and may spend more time with me. Please, God, I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be a human being. I want to be either newspaper or television or iPad, but not a girl." And the shock was the signature. He found his daughter was the student who wrote this letter to God. So he told her, "You have the full right that we sit now and check what we've done to our daughter. We weren't generous with her. We didn't feel her needs. We didn't arrange our priorities right. We should have given her more time, more love, more attention. Why she reached this level? Because simply we didn't sow the right seed in the house." And I may check with you some verses about you reap what you sow. But before we start this, as you see, that one of the saints, he's Saint Jacob el-Surugi, he wrote this about Saint Mary. And he said, you marry the second heaven better than the heavenly orders. And your womb became full of light. Even the cherubim may bow down and worship simply because once you met with Elizabeth, your cousin, she said these words in love, how this could be to me that the mother of my Lord may come to me. Saint Mary's womb. One of the saints mentioned something about Saint Mary's womb and related it to the communion. قال يا ليت كلما نتقدم للتناول وأخذ جسد ودم الرب أن تكون أحشاءنا مثل أحشاء العذراء التي استقبلت الرب بحب. Every time you share the communion, you may say to God, God, when Abuna saying the body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for the remission of sins, eternal life to those shall partake of him, I wish that I remembered how Saint Mary welcomed you in her womb. Before saying Amen, I need to purify my inner person, to purify my heart. And nothing impossible in God's hands, as we said yesterday. And nothing of your energy or your time or all your talents, you can say enough, I cannot give God all this. تبقاش بخيل في تعاملك مع ربنا. Decide to give him everything. Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Love your God from? We said it yesterday, all your heart. Imagine with me that you decided to love God from all your heart. What you may give to the world, you'll give everything to the world through God. Through this pure God with a pure heart which is full of God. And nothing but God sitting in this heart. One of the kings set a rule to his kingdom. And he said one day, anyone may knock my kingdom's door. Do not open. I, the one who will open, and I'm the one who will decide he's welcomed or not, and where to stay and for how long, and how much attention I may give him. So the door of the kingdom knocked one day. According to the rule, they waited for the king to open. And he opened the door, and he found suddenly his heart is full of peace and joy. And one of his ministers said, this is Jesus. Welcome him. Allow him to enter. He said, yeah, I'm happy to take this decision. And he welcomed Jesus. He didn't leave him behind the door. And he said, I will give you the room next to my room, the VIP guest's room. And you can stay in my kingdom as long as you want. And the kingdom stayed and lived a very happy, peaceful time while Jesus obeying his rules and his instructions and the space he gave him. Days and days and days, and then the door knocked again. Don't open, Jesus said to him, you want me to open? He said, no, this is against the rules of my kingdom. I'm the one who will open and decide I will welcome this guest or not, and where to stay and for how long. Now you know the rules, right? Who will enter, welcomed or not, how long he may stay, where to stay. This time, he opened the door. Before checking who's behind the door, someone pushed the door and the king on his back fell on his back, and he found a very aggressive, sad face, and he tried to ask help from the guards and started to run, afraid of this strange guest. And he was running here and there and crying. And Jesus waiting in his room, in the VIP room next to the king's room, as the deal and the rules the king put. And he's crying to the guards, anyone may interrupt the guest, either killed him or bit him bitterly and leave him with between life and death with a lot of wounds. And he's trying to escape, no way, running from here and there, he's behind him and crying. And he was afraid to enter his room, the royal room, because he found no one can stop him from hurting and killing. Suddenly, on his way to his room, he found the door of the VIP guest room opened. He entered. Whose room was this at that time? Whose room? Jesus. And strange thing happened. After all this aggressive fight for minutes and minutes, and many people being killed, he found this stranger stopped by the door and couldn't enter and to follow him. And he found Jesus raising his hand and saying, go away. And the stranger started to cry and to escape and to disappear. He was about to lose his life, the king. And Jesus gave him a hand, exactly like what he has done when he gave his hand to Peter while he was drowning in the water. And he stood up. He said, what happened? Why he considered and was afraid of you, and once you said, go away, he said, this evil spirit, I am Jesus, the Savior. And he gathered all the people in his kingdom and all the ministers and all the guards and said, new rules for this kingdom. If anyone knocked the door, Jesus will open. Jesus will decide he's welcomed or not, where to stay, for how long. And from now on, another new rule. Jesus will stay in the royal room, and if he allow me, I'll be in the guest room. What that means? He changed his plan. And he gave the lead to God. Because he tried to be the king, tried to decide what to do, whom to welcome, where to stay, and the royal room is your heart. And you decide, are you the king of your room, of your heart, or God? You decide. And the earlier, the better. Do not take your time until you decide that God may control and be the king of your heart. Otherwise, every day counts losing. Give God the lead. Saint Mary because she was very generous and blessed, God gave her a lot of titles, that we may think which one I may enjoy to call her. And in these references, quickly, she's the queen. Queen means she's always with the king. She is the Jacob's ladder because she made the link between heaven and earth. She solved the problem. She's Aaron's staff, mentioned in the book of Numbers, because this staff was miraculous and started to blossom without a land, without soil, without water, without any connection with the ground by itself. She is the golden censer. Whenever you see Abuna carrying the golden censer, remember that this burnt piece of charcoal, his divinity parted from his humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye. No separation. Once you burn the piece of cold charcoal and was full of fire, can you separate the material of the charcoal from the fire? Put this aside and this aside? You can't. His divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment, no twinkling of an eye. And this golden censer is the St. Mary's womb, who carried the incarnated God. We remember this. We remember the burning bush. The burning bush seen by Abraham? Who? Seen by who? Isaac. Mishkele? Antonimto. Of Moses. Aywa keda. The burning bush. It's amazing. Moses impressed and couldn't talk because I never saw a piece of wood united with fire without being burnt. It's St. Mary. The Eastern Gate, because once you in Ezekiel, you look toward the Eastern Gate, you look to the solution coming from the East. That's why in one of the things during the Mass, we ask you to pay your attention. We ask the deacon to say, look toward the East. The solution is coming from the East. Garden of Eden was in the East. The second coming of Christ will come from the East, as mentioned in the prophecies and in the Revelation. So we look toward one direction. God chose the East, okay. The sun, the light coming in the morning, giving hope from the East. So when we say look toward the East, that means do not be distracted with the other sides. The west, the north, the south. They are there, the corners of the earth. But do not be distracted. Do not talk to the one sitting beside you. Do not look to your phone or your book or anything. Look toward the east. But before look toward the east, we say another announcement. The deacon saying, Who? Huh? Who you are seated? Stand. أيوة كده اصحى. ليه؟ لأن standing up here means pay attention. Focus. أيها الجلوس قفوا. ممكن يا أبونا أصل ركبي بتوجعني. ممكن لما يقولوا أيها الجلوس قفوا ما أقفش. يا سيدي وقف قلبك. بس مش وقفه يعني خلص يعني. لا. خلي قلبك to stand up. تقول شابونا قال لنا وقف قلبك. اوعى حد يعمل كده. مهم قوي ان احنا نبقى attending the Holy Mass with this attitude, the giving attitude. God, you deserve more than what I may be able to give, but thank you for allowing me to give. One of the philosophers was talking about life, and he concluded in one statement. He said, you really live if you live to give. Again, you really live, you're among the living, if you live to give. When I read this comment, I added two more. It may rhyme. You really live if you live to forgive. You really live if you live to love. Three V's. You really live if you live to give. And you really live, another V, if you live A, to forgive. And what's the third one? You really live if you live to love. Give. Give time. Give effort. Give forgiveness. Give love. You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. Another generous situation, because as I said to you yesterday, if we want to understand and to avoid stinginess, we will do the virtue which is opposite to it. To live with God's blessing, to give more. Give all what you have. Once you are convinced that you are giving your energy and time and love and forgiveness in the right direction, which will help you to reach your goal, which is, as I said yesterday, your kingdom come. When I say your kingdom come, I mean it. If the kingdom came today, God will find me a giving person, a ready person. اوعى تقول لي زي الولد اللي قلت لكم عليه امبارح ده. No, sorry, أبونا, I was joking. Joking? كل يوم بتقول يأتي ملكوتك وانت بتهزر. لو أول ما قال لك في ملاك جاي ياخد روحك عشان انت مبسوط وبتقول امتى بقى يجي الملكوت يا رب؟ فيلا. No, give me one more week, one more year, one more decade, whatever. But not now, sorry, I was joking. I wasn't ready, I was distracted. I was thinking in opposite directions, I was thinking negative. I was a bad person, don't take me now. I wasn't a giving person, I wasn't a forgiving person, I wasn't a loving person. So, here you find in this slide, it's about St. John chapter 2, the first miracle, as St. John told us, Jesus performed. What was it? ايوه كده, Sunday school سخن هنا وصحي. حلو. برافو. The wedding in Galilee. She came to Jesus. I want them to continue the day happy. And I'm telling you, they ran out of wine. And you know the story, and you know the... You read St. John chapter 2 before. And she received a strange answer and a hidden answer. The strange answer, my time didn't come yet, woman. This not what I asked. I'm telling you, they ran out of wine and want them to continue the night and the celebration. And the hidden answer is between her and her son. Because with a heart full of confidence, whatever he may tell you or ask you to do, do it. جبتي الثقة دي منين؟ أكيد إداها حاجة قال لها حاجة احنا ما نعرفهاش. طب قولي لهم يعني انا هحل لهم الموضوع. It's not written in the Bible, but she lived with him 30 years. from looking to his face, she may receive an answer. Just if he turned his face and looked toward her with his loving smile, she received an answer. Whatever he may tell you, مهما قال لكم ففعلوا, whatever he may say to you, do it. As you find here, whatever, because sometimes the servants received a strange order or solution. Fill the containers with water. How this may help and how this may solve the problems. I think she said to you, they run out of wine, not run out of water. To say, fill the jars and the tanks with water. But they remembered the confidence she was talking with, whatever. You understand it. You do not believe me. I gave him all my confidence and all my obedience. I wasn't keeping anything for myself. And I never got frustrated or upset, or I never continued with a problem once he interfered and started to solve. Remember, St. Mary, she may told them, I asked and I wondered about how it could be to me, and I do not know a man, but the archangel even couldn't explain it to me with my level, but he said nothing impossible in God's hands. And I believed it, and it happened. I know myself, I don't know a man, and I found myself pregnant. And I give birth to a baby. It happened with me. Another message is all over these 30 years, and he's an amazing person, and I thank him that he allowed me to live with him. So whatever you may receive, if the Bible today is about the woman who brought the alabaster fragrant oil and broke it and poured it over Jesus' head, he asked them and he said, do not stop her. But we do not understand why this waste. It's a waste. No, it's not. This is for my burial. And the bride coming to meet with the bridegroom. We don't understand. You'll understand later. One of the stories telling us that the right-hand thief smelled this fragrant oil which they poured on Jesus' body. It's not written, and most probably this is just contemplation. And he remembered during their escape to Egypt, they stopped them in the way. And one of the precious things with St. Mary was the presents and the gifts from the wise men. And they took the alabaster oil from her. They stopped them. They were thieves. And they stopped them in the way. And they took the alabaster oil, and from hand to hand, from a seller to seller to seller to buyer, and reached one of the women of Israel, because they used to have a custom that the bride may bring the most precious alabaster fragrant oil to pour it in her wedding day over the head of her bridegroom. And they say, the right-hand thief recognized that this is
my master,
God, and this is Jesus, because he smelled what she poured on his body. Take it as a contemplation.
Are you there?
But Something remind him. Do not stop her. How many times you may say whatever God may tell me, but I'm sure that this is from God and this is God's message, and I will do it, even if I do not understand. St. Peter said, this will never happen, that they may touch you while we are here. You have men with you. No one will be able to touch you. Peter, you will understand later on. Not now. Oh, I will not allow that you touch my feet and wash my feet. Peter, you will not understand now. You'll understand later. Sometimes the order or the words coming from God and you do not understand that it's within your limits, within your capability. But I say to you, love your enemy. I was in a Bible study and was discussing part of the Sermon on the Mount from St. Matthew. The six times in chapter 5, you've heard, but I say to you, you've heard, but I say to you, six times, okay? So we'll not study it now. In the last one, you've heard that love the one who may love you and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. I was in the Bible study and studying this part and reading it. I found a lady attending the Bible study with a very angry attitude. She closed the Bible and said, please, Abuna, tell God to be reasonable. I cannot do this. I cannot continue this Bible study. You're telling things which are beyond our limits. I told her, calm down. If it's beyond our limits, God will never ask us to do it. You may not understand, you may not understand now, but you'll understand later. Maybe this is your level now. You cannot love your enemy. But if you decide to give more and give more and give more and give excuses and love human beings generally, and you recognized and understood with the maturity by time that you hate the attitude, but you do not hate the person. Love the person to bring him back to God. I do not love the people around me, some of them in my family and some of them my neighbors, and jumping to love your enemies who may hate you, who may misarif, No, Abuna, be reasonable. Okay. Stay in your level. This stinginess. That's not a giving attitude, not a growing attitude. Because she decided to stay and to accept her level as she was. No. Live with hope that tomorrow is better than today. Yesterday you were in kindergarten. Not yesterday, أويان. And yesterday كنا في النهضة برضو. بس يعني من شوية كنت في kindergarten and I'll teach you how to count 5 plus 2. And yes, lovely, these are 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And plus 2 and 6 and 7. But you'll not stay in this level all your life. What's 5 plus 2? You see? Without thinking. It's not wait, Abuna, 5, 6, 7. What's 7 multiplied by 7? What's 6 plus 8? نهار اسود. لا لا بقى هم حلوين في الدين بس في الرياضه في الماث. لا 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 نو 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 واتس 7 بلس 9 ايوه كده يا راجل 16 يا راجل هي 16 مظبوط Why? Because he's not still counting on his fingers. He's improving year after year after year. You learn more, you learn more, you allow that you grow. Now I can give 5 units. Next year I may give 10. I cannot give you star and bravo 9+7 while in the first year of college. تبقى مصيبة. I'll not give you a star, I'll give you something else. I give warning. حاسب ده mentally retarded ولا اللي بيحصل؟ لأن ما ينفعش. ما ينفعش تبقى you're growing in years and not in knowledge. Growing in knowledge but not in giving. Count the years for your favor. Every year counts. Every fasting counts. Every mass counts. Every sermon counts. And do something. Reach better levels. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. In 2 Corinthians. St. James said something nice. He said, if you have a water well and a bucket and a rope and you're thirsty, you will use the bucket and you send it down in the water well to bring some water. But after digging and after time and effort, he found it a bitter water, not sweet water. Is it reasonable or practical that one bucket will be sweet and the other one will be bitter? Either sweet or bitter. It depends on your experience and what you've found. You sow good, you reap good. You give, you take. You do not give, you do not take. Simple equation. You give love, you'll be loved. You forgive, blessed are those who are merciful because they will obtain. Woe to those who are not merciful, for they will never be merciful or receive mercy. Equation. Simple. مش كده؟ يعني توبة للرحمة يرحمون طبعا عكسها ايه؟ يا ويل انه ما بيرحمش مش هيترحم. لا تضلوا ان الذي يزرعه الانسان يحصده ايضا. In Galatians, confirming the words of the message to the Corinthians. What you will sow, you will reap. For the body, you receive physical things. You decide to give more time in the gym and to eat well and to spend time and time thinking about how to build your muscles, you receive a good body. But this will allow you and qualify you to enter God's kingdom. ما صمتش ليه يا حبيبي؟ My trainer told me to eat so and so, and he said, مش عارف ايه يا ابني طق كده القميص هيطرش. انت مش صايم اصل قال لي تاكل لحمة 10 ايام وتاكل فراخ 10 ايام وتاكل اعمل لكم ايه الصوم الكبير بتاعكم جه في السكة كده يعني. While I was in my training and my bodybuilding and يا ابني بالراحة هتطق مننا كده. ما ينفعش. Okay, build your body. Bodybuilder. But you're destroying your soul. How can I make the harmony together? How can I give time for this and time for that? I love food, Abuna. I cannot fast. I love food. وتلاقيه تعبان الصيام جاي. هو طب ينفع اخد حل بالمحشي؟ ينفع اخد حل بالمش عارف ايه؟ ولاقي اسئله غريبه في الاعترافات يعني. ليه يا حبيبي؟ انت لسه صغير. اما لما يجي لك بقى هشاشه عظم وتتعب وما تكبر. بص طب سيب لي اللبن. سيب لي اللبن. سيب لبن وكويس عشان بلعب رياضه بس. سيب لي اللبن. ايه اللي سيب لي ونفاصل وناخد وندي يا ابني لما طول ما ربنا مديك صحة صوم، هيجي وقت مش عارف تصوم. By force, by nature، انت كبرت ساعتها ربنا معاك يا حبيبي، خد الدواء بتاعك وخد الأكل بتاعك وخد مش عارف ايه. صغير وساعات تيجي من البيرنس، لا يا حبيبي اجيب لك الحل من ابونا، يطلع عنده 30 سنة بتطبطب على الواد تقولي له لا يا حبيبي واجيب لك الحل من ابونا، لا ابونا ما تضغطش عليه بليز، اقول لا يا ماما عيب عيب ده عنده 30 سنة، لا ابونا بليز. ايه اللي ابونا بليز؟ هي بتزرع كده من هم صغيرين، هو السيستم بتاع البيت كده. والاقي بيت بقى وانا في انجلند مره، فاميلي ابونا بليز تيل فلان انه هيز تو يونج تو دو ذس، الولد جاي القداس بيطلع متاخر وكنا في الصيام وعنده 8 سنين. ماما اي كان دو ات، I can fast, I can stay until the mass will end. قول له يا ابونا بس ياخد سندوتشين الصبح، وقول له يشرب مش عارف ايه الصبح. قلت له بس يعني لا يا حبيب تعال انا هاخدك مش هروحك من عند امك لما تكبر، ده تضيعك. حاضر يا ماما هاخده، حاضر انا سمعت طلبك الحل عندي، ده مش هيروح معاك، انسي بقى انك هتشوفيه تاني. ده ايه ده؟ What you sow you will reap. يكبروا تفلت منهم الحكايه، يقول لك بس باينني دلعت، دلعنا زياده، يظهر باينني دلعنا زياده. بس في حاجات one way وهي one chance، لو كان سنه وبقى 20 مش هيرجعوا لك تاني، دول هي سنه ال 20 دي بتتكرر مره واحده. Is 1 year old to 20, it's once per lifetime. Cannot bring it back. تقولي لا لما أنا رجعه لي تاني وأنا ربي صح بقى. لا اسمعي من بدري. We set a good example at home. What a family is the holy family. Joseph and Saint Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. كانوا عايشين ازاي؟ إيه لما يجي عليهم أصوام وأعياد وصلوات ومشاوير للكنيسة وأمانة في الشغل وأمانة في الأكل وفي الشرب والبيت كانوا بيعيشوا إزاي؟ The Bible didn't tell us how this holy family lived for years together. We just picked some tiny stories about some incidents. لكن عاشوا إزاي ما نعرفش. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. But before leaving this verse from Proverbs chapter 22, I want to ask you, who is the poor? Who may deserve your time and your effort and your talents? And you'll be blessed if you decide to give him. Who is the poor? God? I didn't expect this answer, but why? Why you decided that the poor is God? Why? Maybe this is the answer. What you've done to my little brethren, you've done it to me. Thank you. If from this verse we can accept it. But the poor, the helpless person at all levels. He couldn't or she feed himself. He couldn't solve problems. They couldn't continue life, continue the day. They couldn't face the authorities. They couldn't face the education. They couldn't. A list of a limited minds, limited persons, ظروفهم كده، في التعليم، في الفلوس، في التصرفات، في الاجتماعيات، socially, intellectually, physically. For the weak persons, poor. ده غلبان، ده صحته على قده. يا ابني خد ايدي عديني الشارع. ما ده poor. Give him time. Give him attention. Attracted your attention or not. He found a person needs help. You'll take blessings from heaven. if you pay attention to so-called poor at all levels. He who has a generous eye, generous eye, عينه كريمة, عينه معطاء, he's a giving person. في حاجات ساعات أقول له صار يا فلان أنا ما خدتش بالي, ألاقي واحد يقول لي على فكرة يا ابونا أخذ بالك من فلان, ولا أقول له I thank you, أنا في وسط الهيصة والمشغولية ما خدتش بالي. I thank you for your eye, this is generous eye. You're not a self-centered, بخيل, قافل على نفسك كل حاجة, طب دي هتعمل لي إيه, طب لو اتجوزت هستفاد إيه, إيه ده, هو أنت الجواز عشان to give ولا to take. The success in this key, you are a giving person or a taking person. يعني هي عملت لي, ومشاكل بقى في الأحوال الشخصية, يعني هي كانت عملت لي إيه, كانت مش عارف أثرت في إيه وما راحتش فين, وناسي هو مفروض كان يعمل إيه, أو العكس. It depends. The key of the success in the giving attitude and the forgiving attitude, and A, what's the third one? The loving attitude. You're among the living. Live happy. A giving, forgiving, loving person. ما خافش عليك. Face the world. The generous soul, God will give it more and more. مرة واحد بيقول لي في الدير من الأباء, قال لي كلمة ما كنتش أسمعها في العالم كتير, مش عارف بقول له إيه, تصور بعد ما حصل كذا كذا يا ابونا اتفاجئت إن حصل كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا. قال لي يا ابني ربنا ما بيباتش مديون, ربنا ما بيباتش مديون. God is very generous. You will not give him and he may say, oh, I know, I'm happy, I wish I could give you back, but no buts with God. He will give you more and more until you say enough. Try to deal with God, not with the people or with nor with yourself. Deal with God directly. اتعامل, جرب. ناس بتعيش سنين, they live years listening about God, talking about God, but not living with God. Totally different results. I had one of the non-Orthodox friends, Marra, who were talking about God. I told him, only what's the difference? I told him, you know a lot about God, but we unite with God. He was again in the sacraments and. I told him, you told me a lot of great knowledge about God, but since we were young, we unite with God, who will eat my body and drink my blood. I will be in him and he will be in me, and I will raise him in the last day. I told him, مش عايز آية تانية غير دي. I will be in him and he's in me. So my mind will be the mind of Christ. My giving attitude will be Christ's responsibility. As they taught us in the Sunday school when we were young, imagine if Jesus in your place, what he would have done in any situation. كنت أحتار في النتيجة, ما مش عارف, يعني الإجابة عايمة أو واسعة. أعمل إيه في كذا يا بابا؟ يقول لي لو المسيح مكانك يا حبيبي كان يعمل إيه؟ فكر وأعمل. اللي عقلك بعد كده يقول لك عليه أعمله. لو المسيح مكانك كان عمل ايه؟ فكر واعمل. قربت خلص, انا عارف. وبتوع الصبح قالوا لي ليه لينا عندك نص ساعة عشان اخرتهم في القداس. Who will give more? All his talents and his givings will increase. You decide not to give, you're in the way of poverty. يوجد من يفرق فيزداد أيضا, ومن يمسك أكثر من اللائق وإنما إلى الفقر. It's been tested before. This is one of the sayings I want to end with. They asked one of the philosophers, Give us a wisdom. Who is the rich? Define the rich person. قريتوها مش كده؟ عينكم جابتها خلاص قبل ما أقول؟ ليتعلموا أن الإنسان الأغنى ليس من يملك الأكثر بل من يحتاج الأقل. Have you ever experienced this before? To think about richness from this angle? The rich person is not the one who may have more and more, but the one who may need less. ناقصك حاجة يا حبيبي؟ لا يا أبونا ده كله زي الفل، ده عندنا كل حاجة، ربنا مش مخليني محتاج حاجة. حاسس إنه perfect، مش ناقصه حاجة. Because his heart is a giving heart. فربنا رحمة لهوله with a strange kind of peace. An amazing type of joy. ما يعرفش العالم كله يديها له ولا فلوسه ولا كنوزه. رحمة ديله وسلام الله الذي إيه؟ يفوق كل عقل. Beyond the imagination. God's peace. How many rich persons physically you met them in your life and you found them scared and worried and sad and how many? كتير. So the key of happiness and peace is not how much you have of the earthly matters. How much you do not need because you're really fully content and happy with what you have. Saint Mary, we can ask you. You are the queen, and the queen, the most rich person. But what you saved in your heart is not what we are talking about from the earthly matters. The rich man in Saint Luke chapter 12, destroying a building and building a bigger one for his crops and for his seeds and for his richness. مش لاقي اوض يحط فيها الحاجه بتاعته بس كلها بتسوس، ولو كانت حاجات بتتسرق كلها بتتسرق، وعمال يحوش ويشيل واهدم مخازني وابني اعظم منها. قال اوكي، forget about this. I will not ask the moose to eat or the thief to steal. But today I will take your soul, all what you gathered. For who? العذراء والقديسين عاشوا زي ما أغسطينوس كان بيقول جلستوا فوق قمة العالم. I was sitting on the top of the world. When I desire nothing and I fear nothing. Desire nothing. I'm fully content. عندي كل حاجة. الحمد لله إن كان لنا قوت وكسوة نكتفي بهما. That's not a call for poverty. It's a call of a content heart. قلب شبعان. مش دعوة للفقر والعدم الطموح. لا. جرب تدي. بس مش تدي يعني العشور بتاعة الفلوس. لا مش ده اللي بتكلم عليه. ده أكبر من كده بكتير. ما تبقاش بخيل في عواطفك، في مشاعرك، في صلواتك. ما تبقاش تقول كان نفسي أجي الكنيسة يا رب بس ما عنديش وقت. ما ده بخل، ده عدم نظام. كان نفسي وكان نفسي وكان نفسي لكن العالم واخدني. لا، حاسب من الحكاية دي. يعيد عليكم الأيام بالبركة وبالخير، وتبقوا فعلا from these examples going toward the right direction. بتعيدوا أعياد الملائكة والقديسين والست العذراء والرسل. شوفوا الناس دي شبعت ازاي. انا هديلك يا ماري جرجس تتجوز بنت الوالي، ومش عارف اديلك نص مش عارف ايه، واديلك ايه واديلك ايه. هو عينه على ملك الملوك ورب الأرباب يقول له الحاجات دي ما تلزمنيش، بس هناخد رقبتك لو انت صممت. ما تقدروش تاخدوا مني ربنا ولا تاخدوا مني روحي، روحي في ايد اللي خلقها. انت بتتكلم عن الجسد يعني؟ وبقى the prince of the martyrs. ليه؟ لان عرفوا ايه اللي يتاخد وايه اللي ما يتاخدش، ايه اللي اديه وايه اللي ما اديهوش. عرفوا. احنا نفسنا نعرف ونتعلم ونفرح، زي ما God accepted the sacrifice of Abel because he was giving with heart full of joy and willing to give. As God blessed Abraham because he gave his only beloved Isaac, only son, because God said so. Offer him as a sacrifice to me. أنا ما حوشوش عنك يا رب. أنت بطريقة أو بأخرى هتفرحني. مش ممكن تكون بتلعب معايا جيم وتديهوني وأنا كبير في السن بعد 25 سنة عمال أصلي، وفي الآخر تروح تقول لي ما تقدمه لي محرقة وهو تين ايج ولا بتاع. No, this not God. God was testing his heart and his attitudes and his giving attitude up to the most, the highest level. لو كان قال له اديني كل أموالك خدها بس سيب لي إسحاق، لو اديني مش عارف العبيد واديني مش عارف خد، حاضر، لكن خذ ابنك حبيبك وحيدك إسحاق اللي بتحبه و offer him as a sacrifice to me. What a strange. مهما قال لكم فافعلوا. العذراء كانت بتقول للخدام كده. You are not wiser than the creator. You are not loving than the creator. مش ممكن. Your heavenly father definitely wiser, definitely more loving. بس احنا لما بس فاهمين. قالوا اوعى تلمس إسحاق. With all blessings I'll bless you because you said yes Lord and you gave up to the level of your only son. How God rewarded Job on all what he lost and all his suffering. وفي الآخر بيقول له بسمع الأذن سمعت عنك، أما الآن قد رأتك عيناي، عرفت يا رب أنك تستطيع كل شيء ولا يعثر عليك أمر. يقول لك وكانت أواخر أيوب أحسن من أوائله، وكان أغنى لأن ربنا اداله أكتر بكتير من اللي فقده. ربنا مش هيبات مديون. Train yourself to give. Let us finish with the verse what you'll sow, you'll reap, and the three important facts. You really live? If you live, لا بصوت واحد. You really live if you live? To give. You really live if you live? Forgive. You really live if you live? To love. Glory be to God now and forever. Amen. I thank my dear fathers for all their love and for the invitation. I really enjoyed celebrating this revival with you. And I thank my beloved father, His Grace Bishop Yusuf, for his love and for his always welcoming attitude. He's a giving person, a welcoming person, and he's a great heart. I may ask him to remember me always in his prayers and ask the Father to remember me. Glory be to God now and forever. Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين.